The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Morning Brew.
Things are going to get weird.
You're going to eat lightning, and you're going to crack thunder.
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. That's some serious gourmet.
Let's get it on.
You know, like I said, we have some really good coaches here, and it's going to be up to the new head coach to determine if they stay or not. But none of the coaches here are candidates for the head coaching job.
Okay, George Payton is jumping right into this head coaching search with a lot of enthusiasm. Nine. Coaches that he is interested in talking, adding to the list.
Oh, the list is growing.
Luke Getsy.
Who?
Luke Getsy is the 37-year-old quarterbacks coach and passing game coordinator for the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
A little Odom LaFleur. Okay, Nathaniel.
I'm going to cram hole LaFleur.
Luke Getsy, a little Uda LaFleur, just like we have the Uda McVay. You just want a little bit of somebody who had a brush against one of these guys. Just so you can get...
What's his name?
Luke Getsy.
Getsy. Spell that.
G-E-T-S-Y.
Okay.
Getsy.
Getsy. Look, that's interesting to me. And once again, that's interesting to me when you look at a guy like Hackett, also guys that have been around LaFleur. He's had success in Green Bay, young head coach. I'm not looking at a guy like Getsy to be my head coach, but possibly a Dan Quinn or someone like that bringing him in, or whoever. If a Hackett gets a job, now you bring that guy in to be your coordinator.
Yeah, I think sometimes we're looking at this the wrong way, right? So we understand, everybody agrees, this offense needs a jump start. Fine. Okay, but why is it that we have to find somebody's offensive coordinator to come in and be our head coach? Why can't we just get a head coach? And I'll tell you what, let's go find our coordinator. Let's go develop. Let's go find our Kyle Shanahan. Let's go find our Kevin O'Connell. Let's go find the guy that, hey, maybe 3-4 years from now, he's a hot name in consideration. I'd rather get a head coach and go find that next great thing as a coordinator, which I think is easier to find than thinking that you're going to be able to find the next great head coach out
Agree.
Of this group.
Agree. I think you're spot on right there. Got to find the head coach. If anything has taught us anything, did I say that right?
Say that again. Say that again. Hold on.
No.
Go ahead, please. Hey, listen. I'm used to it every morning.
If
anything has taught us anything.
The last three years should have taught us this. We need a head stinking football coach. We don't need an offensive guy. We don't need a defensive guy. We need a head football coach that is going to be our head football coach.
You probably, instead of saying if anything has taught us anything, you just probably want to say if the last 3 years have taught us anything.
That's what I was going to try to do the second time, Mike.
But that's okay.
You wanted me to repeat it, so I did, and I knew I screwed it up.
But that's okay.
I feel bad.
No, you captured the
moment. There's a high standard when I'm sitting in Sarah's seat here, and I'm trying to live up to that when it comes to grammar. And
there's a high standard when it comes to matching all the stuff that Mark Schlereth brings on a daily basis.
Yes.
Next on the Morning Brew.
You worked under Nick Saban for 11 seasons. You lost this game against Alabama in 2017. How much sweeter does that make this win?
Well, that would be with me for a long time. But this one will be with me for much longer.
That is Kirby Smart, who has delivered Georgia their first national title in 41 years?
Wow.
That surprised me.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Didn't that kind of surprise you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Didn't you think at some point between now and then, Georgia won a national title? But
I mean, I'm 45, so that's a long time ago, Mike. Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, with the recruiting around there, obviously it's a huge school, SEC. You would have thought by now they would have won one in the last 41 years. Yes.
But good for them.
No, I loved it. I loved that game. I mean, you know, anytime you see Alabama, they've won so much. Everybody pulls against them. Kirby, We know how they lost a few years ago. I mean, that was just devastating.
Boring game for a while. Although, I love defense. Defense is fun to watch.
But at least it was competitive. At least it was competitive. It wasn't like the SEC championship game where Alabama just blew them out of the water. It was a competitive game, and then it got exciting. Then it did get exciting after that fumble. Good for Bennett the fourth. And always loved Georgia. You saw what it meant to him. He's crying on the sideline. I didn't think he could get it done. He's taking a lot of heat. They wanted a kid, JT Daniels, you know, that transferred over. And he steadied the ship. And after that fumble, he showed so much heart. I was so happy for him.
Yeah, our guy Joel Klatt was calling for JT Daniels during the course of the game on Twitter. So I'll have to ask Joel about that coming up tomorrow.
Okay.
Next on the Morning Brew.
We'll take the win, but there's certainly some things that we can look at that we have to learn from. And then I don't know if it was as much like our start, but the second frame was not great.
Ah, Jared Bednar, come on, stop being a buzzkill. This one was entirely predictable. You're coming off just the win of the season the other night against Toronto, and you get lowly Seattle in town, ripe for a letdown. Come on, Stoke. You, as a former athlete, can understand that.
The Kraken.
That's you're gonna have a letdown, and the fact that you still escaped with a victory. That's a good win in which you can come out and not play nearly your best, and still come away with 2 points.
You're still playing hockey.
They're shut down for a while, but they're back. Okay. Well, right. A number of games were still postponed.
Kidding. Look, when you can win and you're not playing at your best, you take it. It's all about winning.
Always. I think it's a good sign, actually. I'm not at all disappointed. I expected it to be a
flat
performance.
What's the podcast dropping?
That's Thursday.
Okay.
Check out the one we put down last week. That was with myself and Sandy Clough.
Oh, that's good.
Check that out at DenverFan.com. We'll have another one. And your boy Zach will drop his Mile High Hoops podcast later today.
I can't believe he stole that name from you, your podcast. That's unbelievable.
No, his was first. I was given that.
I want to pound his ass.
I know, Mike. You know? Just go with me. If we got a chance to take shots at Zach, we do it.
Okay, come on. Oh, I got a good one for you. I got a text for that you'll love.
You're going to love this one.
Next on the Morning Bro.
If he doesn't get it, it's a travesty. I mean, most completions ever, 5,000 yards, touchdowns, the whole 9 yards. I mean, to me, it's not even a close race.
Tom Brady. Bruce Arians saying what he just said when it comes to the MVP race, that it's got to be Tom Brady. You agree?
I agree. I don't understand all the how it switched so quick from Tom Brady to Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers was everybody was like Aaron Rodgers walking away with this thing. If you look at the stats, you look at the numbers, and he won 13 games this year. He played in every single game. Threw for over 5,000 yards. I mean, he's leader in passes, completions, touchdowns. I mean, all of a sudden, it's just Aaron Rodgers. I don't get it. What'd you think of it?
Green Bay had the better record. Green Bay's the number one seed.
Did they have the better record, or are they tied?
They're the number one seed.
Yeah, but same record.
Well, they're the number one seed, though.
Same record.
There's tiebreakers. Yeah. That's why we have tiebreakers who the number one seed is. The number one seed is Green Bay.
They both won 13 games.
So you'd give it to Brady?
I would. He's played every single game this year, and he leads everything.
Let me look a little closer at that one, okay? I'll look at third. Rodgers, 4,000 yards, 37 touchdowns.
The four interceptions is impressive. But I'm not giving an MVP because a guy only threw four interceptions.
Brady, 5,300 yards. So he threw for 1,000 more yards.
That's 10 football fields if my math is correct, Mike. I just did that really quick for you. I just wanted to just
math for you. Math, whether it's Schlereth or Stokely, it stands no chance here in this morning. And he threw 43 touchdowns to 12 interceptions. So 6 more touchdowns. 8 more picks.
Over 1,000 more yards.
Over 1,000 more yards. More completions. Can't go wrong with either one, but hey, Brady is such an amazing story. I'll go with Brady. Sure. Why not?
There.
I want the guy to, I want the guy to play until he's 50. So give him the MVP and let him keep playing. he'll do the man in the arena. Add another chapter to it. Jeez. All right. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.
You're done. Get the F out of here.
Oh, okay. Wow. We're done with the brew. Wow. Okay.
Hurry up.
All right. Mike Klisch joins us next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.